I'm from Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 51. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of storms in the afternoon, up to 76 degrees. And Tuesday night will continue with a chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 42.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. One person remains hospitalized after a chemical spill sent a chemical cloud over a northeast Kansas town. The spill occurred Friday morning after two chemicals were combined at the MGP ingredients plant in Atchison. The chemical release sparked evacuations. Dozens of people sought medical treatment on Friday, largely for respiratory problems. Atchison Hospital said yesterday that one person remained hospitalized in stable condition. Organizers of a Kansas coyote hunting contest have settled a lawsuit filed by an animal rights group that wanted to stop them from holding another one. The Animal Legal Defense Fund filed the lawsuit in Kansas court against the organizers of the Waukini hunt, which was held in January. Jordan Blusk, a hunt organizer, said the lawsuit was settled by agreeing not to hold another contest and paying the organization $2,000 in legal fees. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MyGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, save to Max Life for $24.99. Plus, earn double O reward points on your purchase only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My line of work? I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I can have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Firefighters have rescued 7 people, including 4 children, from a burning apartment fire in suburban Kansas City. The fire at an Overland Park apartment building started early Saturday. The fire department says that when the fire crews first arrived, residents told them there were other residents trapped inside the building. The fire department says that 3 adults and 4 children were rescued from second-story balconies. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. A former Emporia driving school instructor faces charges accusing him of sexually abusing a teenager. The Emporia Gazette reports that Robert L. Jones of Emporia was charged this week in Lyon County Court with aggravated battery of a 16-year-old. The criminal complaint says the alleged crime occurred in August. Jones has been fired from his position as director of an Emporia driving school, which has also been shut down. Jones' next court appearance is scheduled for November 14th. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants you to attend their 60th anniversary celebration. Head over to Home City on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. We'll have t-shirts for the first 60 people, grilled hot dogs, chili, donuts to eat, and entertainment for all ages throughout the day. Plus, we'll be giving away an awesome prize every 60 minutes, finishing the giveaways with a 60-inch TV. Don't miss Blue Valley's 60th celebration at the Blue Valley headquarters and home on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. With a little more than 2 weeks to go until the elections, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is pouring big money into this year's legislative races, on top of his contributions to the campaign seeking to preserve the death penalty. Ricketts has given at least $44,000 of his own money to GOP legislative candidates and the state senators to pad their campaign funds. And speaking of big money, Goodwill Omaha's top executive earned more than $900,000 in 2014, and a dozen other executives at the nonprofit earned more than $100,000. The Omaha World Herald reports that top executives at Goodwill Omaha earn more than their peers at other Goodwills or local nonprofits. The charity defends its pay practices because it's competing for top executive talent to manage the nonprofit. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2727. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2727.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday held a public hearing on a road vacation request of the portion of an east-west road in Section 14 of Oquito Township. Commissioners had received a call against that last week. A partial vacation was approved on that road in Oquito Township. A public hearing was also held for a tax exemption abatement for construction on the Frankfort Grain Distribution Facility. A number of Marshall County citizens were in attendance. There was a lot of discussion against the project exemption. On a motion by Charlie Loeschel and a second by Tom Holly, they determined the advisability to move forward with the exemption abatement on a 2-1 vote. Bob Connell voted no. Washington County commissioners also met last Monday. The board discussed the structure of the airport board. Most of their other business was routine business. Nemaha County commissioners met last Monday and spoke with the county attorney about a citizen request to proceed with the opening of a portion of M Road in Washington Township. Commissioners also talked about the new overtime rules for salaried individuals and the impact that will have on Nemaha County employees. Complete county commissioners' minutes are posted on our website, kndyradio.com. Marcella M. Hogan, age 98, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial, 11 a.m. this morning at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Kimio. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marcella Hogan. Jacob Lee Mosier, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service, 10 a.m. this morning at the Marysville City Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jacob Lee Mosier. Dorothy Schramm, age 96, of Fairbury, formerly of Odell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Family will greet friends Monday evening, 7 until 8:30 at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home, Odell, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Schramm. Buddy Lee Goodwin, age 87, of Axtell, passed away. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church, Summerfield. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Buddy Goodwin. Gerilyn M. Merritt, age 73, of Lynn, formerly of Hayes, passed away on Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Monday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Gerilyn Merritt. Cindy L. Heisterman, age 59, of Barnes, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, west of Lynn. Burial at God's Hill, south of Barnes. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Heisterman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, cheesy potato, a muffin, California blend, and blushing pears. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, a roll, zucchini and tomatoes, and peach crisp. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like throughout the rest of this Monday, we're going to see a dry day, sunny skies, temperatures at 66. Definitely not going to feel like the end of October for tomorrow, as we're going to see temperatures warm up to the upper 70s. We have a low pressure system that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms ahead of that warm front as we head into tomorrow and into it tomorrow night. But it looks like we'll see dry weather for the middle of the week, temperatures still above average. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, sunny skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy at 51. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, a blend of clouds and sun, a slight chance of storms in the afternoon, high near 76. Tuesday night, we'll continue the chance of storms at 57 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late October, 66. Record high on this date, 92 in 1939. The average low, 43. The record low is 25 in 1966. Sunset this evening, 6:31. Sunrise in the morning at 7:43. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 42 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the south around 5 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 24th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. Half-Price Wings all day Mondays at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. That's right, Half-Price Wings on Mondays in October at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
SC finish in the high desert. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. While the game may have been in prime time, the ending of the Seahawks-Cardinals game was anything but spectacular. After each team was only able to muster up a field goal during regulation, the game was sent into overtime. With a chance to win the game, Arizona turned to kicker Chandler Catanzaro for the game winner. However, luck was not on their side.
They're ready for a 24-yard field goal. Snap, ball down. The kick from Catanzaro is up, and it hits the left upright. It's no good. He missed it from 24.
Dave Pasch on Arizona Sports 98.7 KTAR. With the Cardinals missing the kick, the Seahawks had a chance to win with a field goal of their own.
This is going to be a 28-yard field goal to win it.
Oh!
And it's no good. Steven Hauschka misses with 7 seconds left.
Steve Rabel on 710 ESPN Seattle. The game ended in a tie with a score of 6-6. The Chargers and Falcons found themselves in an overtime thriller, with it all coming down to San Diego kicker Josh Lambeau.
Ball down, ball up, on its way. It is good! The script has been flipped. The season's been saved. Down go the Dirty Birds in Atlanta.
Josh Lewin with a call on KIOZ. San Diego topped Atlanta 33-30. While all eyes may be on the Chicago Cubs, their opponents are hard at work preparing for the Fall Classic. Indians manager Terry Francona had only good things to say about the Cubs, but he wished the NLCS went a little differently.
I don't know that I had a huge reaction. I mean, I think they're really good. I guess I kept hoping that they would keep playing and they like, you know, extra innings and, you know, all kind of stuff. But that didn't happen.
He also spoke about the challenge of playing the Cubs.
They're obviously built for October, and I think they've known that for quite a while.
The Cubs-Indians World Series begins in Cleveland on Tuesday. I'm Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Hanover Axtell and Centralia girls volleyball teams advance from the sub-state to state competition this next weekend in Hayes. We'll have updates on all the sub-state volleyball tournaments following sports at about 7:30.
Is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Inform Economics predicting that soybeans will take away a significant number of acres from corn and wheat during the 2017 planting season. They project the number of acres planted to corn will drop just over 3.5 million acres from this year's levels to 90.9 million acres in 2017. That is a 3.7% drop. Early Informer projections for the 2017 corn crop, 14.2 billion bushels, an average yield of 170 bushels per acre. Informer expects soybean acreage to climb 4.7 million acres from 2016 levels to a record 88.4 million acres, a 5.7% rise. Informer's early prediction for soybean crop, 4.1 billion bushels, based on a yield of 47.2 bushels per acre. Informa also predicting the number of wheat seeding to drop to its lowest level since 1970, right at 48.9 million acres. Company estimates wheat farmers will harvest 35.4 million acres in 2017. Ambassadors from Mexico, Singapore, and Vietnam stressed the need for Congress to vote on the Trans-Pacific Partnership during the upcoming lame duck session. The ambassadors took part in a recent event hosted by the National Foreign Trade Council. The trade deal includes the U.S. and other countries that collectively make up 40% of the world's gross domestic product. Singapore's ambassador said he hopes TPP is ratified and noted there is no plan B for the U.S. He added there's no chance for an alternative agreement between the U.S. and Singapore, saying we need to have the U.S. player in the Asia-Pacific region, and all 11 ambassadors from the other countries agree it is important. The Vietnamese ambassador touting the benefits of TPP as well, saying that 80% of Vietnam business community is backing the deal. National Pork Producers, one of the many organizations urging members of Congress to vote on TPP during this upcoming lame duck session. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Updates, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, United States corn farmers are working hard to finish up harvest. Paul Bertels is the Vice President of Production and Sustainability for the National Corn Growers Association. He says that harvest pace has been up and down depending on which part of the country you're in.
Nationally, we're just slightly behind the five-year average, but it's really, you know, a tale of a couple different corn belts. Eastern corn belt seems to be a little bit ahead. Northern western corn belt seems to be a little bit behind pace.
He says good weather over the last several days could cause a significant jump in the corn harvest progress, according to the USDA's report issued later today.
But with that, you know, we'll probably be at 50 or 60% complete.
He says yields are going to be at an all-time high, so there's going to be a lot of corn to get rid of by the end of harvest.
This year, you know, we're still on pace to have the largest crop ever. You know, we'll have a 15 billion bushel crop, and you know, I think when all said and done, that low 170s, you know, somewhere that 173 looks like it may stand as a pretty good number for national average, which is, you know, an all-time record yield, and that's where we get to a all-time record crop.
And in other news, Informa Economics is predicting that soybeans will take away a significant number of acres from corn and wheat during the 2017 planting season. They project the number of acres planted to corn will drop just over 3.5 million acres from this year's level to 90.9 million acres in 2017. That's a 3.7% drop. Informa's projections for the 2017 corn crop are 14.2 billion bushels with an average yield of 170 bushels per acre. Informa expects the soybean acres to increase 5.7%. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Now is the time to reserve your space for the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. The Garden City Farm and Ranch Show provides a venue of a one-on-one buyer's atmosphere. Enjoy free lunch daily, our prize giveaways, free admission, and free parking, along with the indoor comfort of the Finney County Expo Building. New this year, the first ever Garden City Gun and Knife Show as well, along with the Hunter Safety Course conducted by the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Department. Join us Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th. It's the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. Go to GardenCityFarmShow.com or call 316-721-8484. The Wichita Farm and Ranch Show returns to Park City, Kansas, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And you'll see it all at the Kansas Coliseum in the Sam Folko Pavilion. See the latest in farm equipment, livestock handling equipment, seeds, and agriculture services. Sign up for the great prize drawings. Three daily $250 cash winners. Parking and admission to the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show are free at the Kansas Pavilions. Don't miss the show. November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Free admission and parking to the show.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and appreciate is agriculture. There was a lot of angst leading up to the October crop report from the USDA. Now that it's come and gone, let's see how angsty we are after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves those ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, as well as color fast fabrics and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 67 years and it's still number one. To learn more about Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit PowerService.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel.
Naomi Bloom is a senior market advisor with Stuart Peterson out of West Bend, Wisconsin, a company that helps manage commodity price opportunities and risks. And this October crop report from the USDA had a lot of people very nervous going into it, some angst and maybe some fear.
Very much so. I think the biggest fear was how big the USDA could make the soybean yield, primarily just because we've been hearing how tremendous the yields are from clients throughout the country. So the market was anticipating the worst, I think, but the surprise sort of was that everything came in just as expected, with yields coming in exactly at the USDA averages and ending stocks coming in, well, big, but maybe not quite as large as what some were thinking. So the market just continues to consolidate and trade sideways on this news. But there's still potentially more to come, because with the, I just get a little nervous that soybean yield number may even be bigger, because the smallest yield I've heard was 42 in South Dakota, where that was like a record for this particular farmer. It's just tremendous. Most of the yields out there, 60s, 70s. It's a great crop.
Let's talk about corn for a moment. And the report, the USDA report, revised yield down about a bushel an acre on average. But there are some states, well, let's take Illinois, for example, with an average of 202 bushels per acre. It wasn't that long ago when 100 bushels per acre was a big or an average yield.
Yeah, and when we are talking with clients, they're consistently saying the yield is good, not quite as good as last year, but it's still really good. And when I think about on Twitter, the whole no yield tweet thing, if it was bad out there, they would be telling us how bad it is. And so part of my thought is that because they're silent, it really might be better than what they were thinking. So that 202 number, though, yeah, that's phenomenal. Just amazing producers doing their best. And then, maybe that weather this summer wasn't quite as hot as what some were thinking at night, and the crop made it through. Going forward, I would think that the USDA brings that corn yield number down just a little bit more. as more is harvested. But I don't know if we're going to be able to get it below 170 bushels anymore. That was kind of the line in the sand. So that's something to be mindful of. Otherwise, we might just see corn continue to be stuck in that sideways range for a little while longer.
Naomi Bloom of Stuart Peterson, back after this.
It's National Co-op Month, and the Farmers Cooperative of Dorchester is proud of our 113 years of co-op prosperity. We operate as a true cooperative by paying dividends back to our patrons and reinvesting in facilities and equipment to better serve you. The Farmers Cooperative would like to say thank you to its membership, and we appreciate your business. We hope you have a safe and successful harvest.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 68 black steers Neffers weigh 550 to 7. 25 black steers Neffers 550 to 750. 10 black and white faced steers Neffers 800 pounds. 19 black and white faced steers 675. 19 black and white faced heifers 625. 30 black steers, Neffers, 550 to 650. 23 black steers, 800 pounds. 45 black steers, Neffers, 4 to 650. 7 black steers, Neffers, 5 to 5.5. 15 black steers, Neffers, 4.5 to 6. 6 black steers and heifers weigh 500 pounds. 35 black steers, 6 to 650. Those early consignments online at Beatrice77.net. It's 7:30 from KNDY. 42 degrees, clear skies ahead of sunrise. Highs approach 70 today. Very mild temperatures on tap for the remainder of this week.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is the sports report from Mid-America Network News. Jesse Ertz ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for another score. Kansas State held Texas running back Deontre Foreman in check, and the Wildcats held on for a 24-21 victory on Saturday. Next up for K-State, they're headed to face Iowa State on Saturday. KU's Mason Rudolph threw for 220 yards and 1 touchdown. Jalen McCluskey caught 6 passes for 129 yards. Justice Hill ran for 162 yards. And Oklahoma State squashed the Kansas homecoming excitement, winning 44-20 on Saturday. Next up for the Jayhawks, they travel to Oklahoma to play the Sooners on Saturday. The Kansas City Chiefs' Alex Smith threw for 2 touchdown passes. Daniel Sorensen returned